Attention, freelancers and solopreneurs. You are tuning into The Remote CEO, a show that will help you scale your business, become the authority in your market, grow into a better leader, and create your remote empire. And now, your host, acclaimed business coach and entrepreneur, Deniero B.
What's going on, CEOs? Deniero B here with another episode of the Remote CEO Show. Today, we're going to talk about the one mindset shift that will help you get better results in life and in business. Before we get started, please subscribe to the show because I release an episode every single day, Monday to Friday. And on Saturdays, we have amazing interviews with 6, 7, 8, and even 9-figure entrepreneurs that will help us crack the code on how to grow our business and still be able to work remotely. So when we talk about mindset, we always think about long-term thinking versus short-term thinking and all that great stuff. But one thing that I've noticed with all my clients, my coaching clients, is the fact that people get super excited when they set these big goals for themselves. And why wouldn't you be excited, right? It's like, I wanna make my first $1 million. I want to quit my job and start traveling the world while creating content on YouTube. I mean, there's so many different exciting goals that you can think about. And the first thing that you do is to get super excited and want to start working on those goals. But then something happens. After a couple of months that you're working at it, you start realizing that those goals are actually much harder than you thought. And the biggest problem is that you kind of start losing steam. You don't want to wake up as early. You don't want to be as consistent. That one goal that was super exciting, now it's lost its shine. So you cannot wake up in the morning and be super excited about it. And that is completely normal. So the first thing that you want to do is to change that mindset from long-term thinking to breaking down your amazing goals into actionable milestones that you can control every single week or month or even days. Really depends on how much control you need over your day-to-day tasks. A perfect example of someone that wants to lose 40 pounds. The first idea is I'm gonna go and work out until I lose 40 pounds. And it's super exciting to see yourself in a complete different body. You're going to be more confident. You're going to be able to run faster, have more energy, wake up early and not feel crappy during the day. But the thing is, if that is your only goal, you're not going to be able to really see yourself hit it in a short amount of time that's short enough for you to keep yourself motivated. So the first thing that you want to do in an example like that would be to throw out every single piece of junk food that you have at home. So is, you know, the first milestone into setting yourself up for success. Once you've completed that, I would say start breaking down what do you need to do in order to lose those 40 pounds. For example, you want to start losing 5 pounds every 2 weeks in the next 8 weeks. That is a perfect example of breaking down a bigger goal that's going to really allow you to celebrate those smaller milestones. Now, with that said, the one thing that you need to do is to get an amazing tracking system. Why do I say that? Because everyone is good at lying to themselves. Now, with that said, if you have a great tracking system, this is going to help you really see it black on white on paper, being able to see exactly what worked and what didn't. As you keep on tracking your milestones, you're going to get excited to keep that streak going. It really happened to me at the very beginning when I was trying to grow my business and get into sales more and more. At the very beginning, I was only cold calling or cold emailing people once a week or once every 2 weeks even. And of course, my business wasn't really growing. Then I had decided to set up this new milestone systems where I needed to complete at least 2 hours a day in sales. So whether it be, you know, reaching out to people on LinkedIn or sending emails or going into my CRM and starting, you know, following up with people that I had talked to in the past. So I had this 2-hour time slot in my calendar, and no matter what, every single day, I wasn't supposed to, you know, finish my day unless I had completed that task. And at the very beginning, I was hitting those, you know, goals every single day. About 2.5 weeks in, I still remember, it was a very hot day. I didn't really want to complete that 2-hour slot. And I was about to tell myself, you know what, today's not gonna happen. But guess what? As soon as I looked at my tracking system on my journal, I realized, hey, I was able to push through the resistance every single day up to this point. What's different today? Let's do it. And guess what? I kept on going. And once you keep on building this resilience, you're going to see that at a certain point, you absolutely do not want to give up just because you have that visual feedback that is going to make you feel a lot better about yourself and about what you're doing. Another important thing is to stop thinking about the end result. And here you're gonna tell me, De Niro, how do I stop thinking about the end result if all I am doing is I'm absorbed by this goal? And there's a huge difference between having your goal in the back of your mind and sitting down and pondering and daydreaming about the end result. If you ponder and you daydream about your end result, you're literally slowing yourself down. Think about a race car driver. The race car driver is not thinking about the finish line at all times. They are in the car doing every single thing that they can do in their power at that moment to make sure that they can pass other cars, that they don't get into an accident, and that they do everything the right way right now. You are in the same exact situation. If you do not focus on what you have at hand, any sort of task, whether it be an admin task that's type of boring or anything else that you can think of, if you do not focus on the task at hand, you will slow yourself down. There's going to be times during the week where I always tell my clients, you want to celebrate your wins. And as a matter of fact, we're gonna talk about this in a minute, but leave that daydreaming and that pondering and that, you know, castle building for those slots that you have allotted so you don't get distracted when you actually have to work. And that brings me to the fourth point. You want to celebrate your wins. You want to make sure that every single time you hit a milestone, you celebrate. Of course, if your way of celebrating is doing something that's detrimental to you advancing, like for example, if you're losing those 40 pounds and you worked out every single day, you do not want to celebrate by going to McDonald's and having a double Big Mac. But you get the point. You have to find things that make you feel good about yourself and about the journey. If you do this and you, though again, block some time off so that you can celebrate in a specific time, you will be able to see that when you're working and you feel like you're getting distracted, the first thought you will have is, I will celebrate at the end of the day. I will celebrate at the end of the week. This is absolutely interchangeable in any field whatsoever. As long as you break down your big goal into smaller milestones, keep track of your wins and celebrate your wins, then of course, I forgot to mention that if a day doesn't work out and you did not do what you were supposed to, you also want to be good to yourself. Make sure that you write down what happened, okay? Why didn't you do what you were supposed to? Try and adjust and optimize your schedule and your routine, and you'll see that you'll achieve amazing things in life without ever being super obsessed about getting to the end. Because at the end of the day, success is a journey and you have to show up every single day. So I hope you enjoyed this short episode, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.